Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, field crops educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our field crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday morning from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU's cropping systems agronomist Manny Singh talking about corn maturity and immature silage. Most farmers started the season obviously in a late, compressed planting window. By late May, corn in Michigan was only 40% planted compared with 80% in a normal year. The question is whether we have accumulated enough growing degree days, or GDDs, to be able to mature the crop before the first frost. We caught up on GDDs since the cool late spring and are actually a week ahead of normal overall. However, depending on the corn maturity rating and when the corn got planted, we may not have enough GDDs to finish the crop. It takes about 900 heat units to get from silking to the 50% milk line, which is the ideal time for harvesting for silage, assuming that whole plant moisture is 65 to 70%. Using the useful to usable, or U2U, tool is helpful in predicting what stage your corn crop will be based on historic GDD and first frost data. Nitrate levels can increase if leaves die from frost, typically accumulating at the base of the stalk. Consider increasing cutting height, not harvesting right after a frost event, and ensiling to allow nitrate levels to decrease. There are quality concerns with clostridial fermentation when silage is over 70% moisture, so it is important to let the crop dry down to below 70%. However, a long dry down period increases the possibility of mold development in ears. Anaerobic ensiling will minimize mold level and mycotoxin production. The weather outlook was presented by MSU's ag climatologist Jeff Andreessen. Rainfall was highly variable again this past week, with a range of 18 hundredths in Hastings to 2.3 inches in Mendon, and temperatures were above normal. Jeff says the forecast is very straightforward. A Canadian origin high pressure system will keep things cooler and drier for the next week, with the next chance of rain coming Monday through Tuesday, with 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch predicted. Both the 6-10 and 8-14 day outlooks call for the cooler than normal temperatures with normal to below normal precipitation. These cooler temps are concerning for those who will be close in getting crops to maturity. The new long lead outlooks for September through November continue to call for above normal temperatures, which offer some hope. Jeff also shared historic first frost dates for Michigan. The median for our area has been October 21st through 29th, with a 1 in 10 year chance of having it as early as October 4th or as late as November 12th. To sign up for the weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crops team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the virtual breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the virtual breakfast webpage. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's virtual breakfast, where MSU's weed diagnostic specialist Aaron Hill will talk about harvesting weed seeds. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.